This is KERA News. Jorge Baldor is a Cuban-born entrepreneur and philanthropist whose interests stretch from education to politics to art. He's dedicated to bringing Latinos into the political and art worlds. He talked to KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
You founded the Latino Center for Leadership Development. We've heard so much about how the demographic changes in Texas will eventually make this a purple state, but the pace of that can sometimes seem glacial. Do you ever get frustrated?
Constantly, actually. But the LCLD, Latino Center for Leadership Development, is really more than just developing Latino leaders. It's leaders that are familiar with the Latino issues and the culture and the history so that when decisions are made, they're based on the issues that are important for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Latinos, but the reality of it is that there are a lot of people in the community that have been here 10, 15, 20 years that don't feel part of the community and they don't feel connected. So it's really hard to get engaged in the political system if it's something that you don't think that it affects you or that you can affect. I think this is really one of the areas that I've seen that's maybe taken my other interest and kind of brought it all together. One of the ways that we did this last year was with the DMA and the exhibit.
Right, the exhibit on From Mexico, which was kind of a landmark and certainly a landmark in the type of people who came to see the exhibit.
That's right. So more than half were first-time museum visitors. And I think that's really essential to getting people into the museum, seeing this is part of, you know, their taxpayers. You know, this is a building that belongs to them as well. But people feel intimidated. A lot of people have never been to Clyde Warren Park.
Right.
And so getting people into the community where they can see, you know, there are things that are happening, maybe not in their own community, but maybe that's the advantage as well, because then they go back home and say, my park doesn't look like that. I don't have the lights. I don't have the sidewalks. And they start contacting their elected officials, or maybe even further, they stimulate that into the point of saying, maybe I need to run for office. One of the goals of LCLD is not just getting, you know, people prepared to get elected or appointed or in a commission, but also once they're there to understand that there's a network behind them, that the community support is there. It's policy driven so that when decisions are made, they're to benefit all the communities.
Now, the most prominent Latino politician in Texas is Ted Cruz. How does the success of Ted Cruz in his political career influence the Latino population of Texas?
And it really touches on the diversity of the Latino population. Not only it's just economically diverse, but also politically and socially. It's a broad brush to say Latino has a view or Latino, you know, has a voting pattern. It's a very diverse community.
You've got this diverse set of interests. There's art, the DMA project, the gallery space you've opened in Oak Cliff called Mercado 369. And there's education, where you've started an effort focused on homeless students.
After Eight to Educate really came about a year ago as a result of several years seeing the same statistics of DISD reporting 3,500 students that are homeless that are attending schools. So we've been able to have a former elementary school, Fannie C. Harris, on the other side of Fair Park. Part of it is going to be 35 beds that are dedicated for a living area for students of DISD that are living under a bridge or in a car. The other part is a drop-in center that's going to be 24/7, and that's for youth from 14 to 21. But we're certainly going to encourage education and offer shower facilities, ovens for hot meals, computers for resources, and a lot of support services, counseling, and so forth that'll be done. So, you know, Dallas is too successful to have 3,500 students that are self-identified as being homeless and not address it.
What's the biggest challenge for a Latino philanthropist trying to make a difference in North Texas?
There's always been a history of fractionalism within the Latino community. I think one of the things that is encouraging is that people are coming in saying this is the first time that they've seen the culture represented in this way. We get a lot of feedback about the space bringing pride to the community.
Jorge Baldor, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Rick. It's been a pleasure.